Likut Halachas, Yordea, Chilik Sheni, Hilchas Malamdim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes. We dedicate to learning today Leilui Nishmas Sorah Bas Reb Shalom and Yentefradel Bas Reb Yeshua Aryeh, Harini Kaporas Mishkova, and for a complete Refuah Shalema for all those that need it. Besorich Shal Chol Yisrael. We're continuing again. This halacha is based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal adds a few appendixes now. The Yosef, Shehu Bechinas HaTzadik, Bechinas HaNekudanal, we know that Yosef is the one who's usually referred to as Tzadik, and in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal refers to the Nekuda, one example of what the Nekuda is, the Tzadik is the Nekuda. Alkein Nemar Boi, Ki Ven Zekunim Huloi. We understand why the Torah says that Yosef HaTzadik was born to Yaakov Avinu in his older age, ben zekunim, ki hanakuda b'shlemus meira alidei b'chinas zokin dikdusha. Because as we explained in the previous year, this nakuda shines fully by the zokin of kedusha, by the elder of kedusha, the tzaddik. Dahainu kishmeira bebchinas shloisha ovois me'av leben uleben haben. And as we explained earlier, especially when the light is being passed down for three generations, from father to son to grandson, from Avram to Yitzchak to Yaakov, and then Yosef HaTzadik received from Yaakov, v'alkein Yosef shubachinas oir hanakuda b'shleimus nikra ben zekunim. And therefore, Yosef HaTzadik, who was an example of the light of this Nekuda in its highest level, he's referred to as Ben Zekunim, meaning that he received from the Zokain. He received from his grandfather and his father, grandfather, and in this case, even his great-grandfather, from Avram Avinu. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes into the topic of Tzedakah, showing how that relates to the chapter on Likutei Moran and to what we've been speaking about till now. V'zeh paragraph Yud, v'zeh b'chinas Tzedakah. Ki alidei mitzvah tzedaka zoichen lahamshich al atzmoi oyer hanekuda hagdoisho shehu bechinas tzadik. By a Jew giving charity, we draw upon ourselves this light of this holy nekuda that's referred to as tzadik. Ki ze hanoisen tzedaka hu bebechinas tzadik kemuva. Because when a person is giving charity, that puts that person in the category of tzaddik, bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzaddik choinein venoisein. A tzaddik is one who is giving. When a person is giving, he's entering into that category of tzaddik. Shezeo bechinas hanekuda nal shi bechinas tzaddik, bechinas Yosef hatzaddik, shezocho laharbois betzdoko. This is the example, this is again an example of that nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likutei Moran, which is the aspect of tzaddik, like Yosef, who was zoichet to be very charitable. Kama shekosuv, as it says in the Torah, vayechalkel Yosef es ovev es echov, that Yosef HaTzaddik supported his father and brothers when they came down to Egypt. Vayedezeh zocho lebechinas hanekuda nal. And through this, Yosef HaTzadik was zeche to become that nekuda, bechinas tzadik moishel, as Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likutei Moran. Yosef HaTzadik became an actual ruler, shehu bechinas veYosef hu hashalit, as the Torah tells us, Paroi declared him in charge of Egypt, in charge of the economy of Egypt. Kama shemavur shom batoranal, and as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran. Kama shekosu veYosef hu hashalit hu hamashbir. He is the one who provided for the entire land. Shayidei shehoyehu hamashbir v'mashbir l'chol hoylam parnasa. As a result of Yosef HaTzadik being the one to support and supply the whole world with parnasa at that time, he was put in charge. Bechinas tzadik choinein v'noisein, bechinas bal tzedaka, aydeze zocho lebechinas v'yosef hu hashalit. That's what gave him this malchus, this rulership. Bechinas tzadik moishel. As Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Kutiman, the tzaddik has this memshola, b'chinas oyer hanekuda nal. And that again is an example, a definition of this, the nekuda that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in the Kutiman. V'alkein koidem hatfila, tzrichen litein tzedakah. This explains also why before we daven, we're supposed to give tzedakah, k'mo sh'amar Rabbi Yosei Nezal, as the Gemara says in Baba Basra. The Gemara quotes the pasuk Vani b'tzedek echse ponecha, I come to see Hashem with charity. Ki ikr hatfilo hu kedei shetoyer hanekudo mi'apel halev. Because one of the most important things that we're trying to accomplish in tefillah, besides the fact that we want Hashem to listen to what we're saying, we want to be able to hear ourselves what we're saying. That my mouth should shine into my heart. Bibichinas, pi yedaber chochmois, v'hogois livi tevunois. K'moshim avosham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likud Imran. Alkein tzrichen liten mikoidem tzedakah. Therefore, we have to give tzedakah before davening. Kedei legalois ulohoyer oyer hanekuda shebapeh. In order to turn on, to activate and reveal that light of that nekuda in the mouth through the mitzvah tzedakah, sha'al yoto ikar shleimus hatzadik. And that's what gives completeness to the tzadik, shehu b'chinas hanekuda now, which is, again, another word for the nekuda is this tzadik inside of us. V'alkein, ikar hadibur peh digdusha, and this explains also why the ability for a person to speak words of holiness is also affected in a very strong way through the mitzvah of tzedakah. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 15, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk about Jews coming to the Beis Hamikdash and donating there, and the pasuk has the word beficha, and the Gemara says beficha zu tzedakah. Beficha refers to charity, which a person donates, person pledges with their mouth. Uksiv, and we know there's a pasuk in Tehillim, nidvois pi ritzeno Hashem. Hashem, please accept the donations of my mouth, the contributions of my mouth. We see the connection between contribution, nedava, and the mouth. Kemuva b'dvorav haktoshim, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in chapter 15 in the second half of Likut Imran. Ki ikar shleimus hadibur pe dikdusha hu mehanekuda anal. Because what gives a person's words wholesomeness, completeness, is this nekuda inside of the person, this nekuda of tzaddik, which we said is activated through she'ikar he'eroso alidei tzedakah. And what activates that nekuda is especially tzedakah. Paragraph Yud Aleph, v'zehu goydel malas hatzedakah she'shkula kechol ha'Torah kula. With this we also explain, we can understand why the Torah says that tzedakah is so important that it's considered like the entire Torah. There's a pasuk that the Torah will be considered like tzedakah to us. V'chasher herichu Rabbi Senezal ba'itzam alas hatzedakah. And as our rabbis expound greatly over there in Baba Basra, page 9, page 10, on the incredible benefits of tzedakah. V'koidem kol dover shebigdusha tzrichen lahafrish tzedakah kemuva b'sforim. And we find that there are sforim that tell us that before a person is about to do any significant item of kedusha, you're supposed to give charity first. Ki ikar klal hatoyro v'chol advarim shebikdusha hakoil hu kedei lizkois lebechinas tzadik. Because what the entire Torah is really all about, and all types of holiness, is all about a person being zeichet to this aspect of tzadik, which means lekasher hanekuda el halev, to be able to make that connection between the mouth and the heart. Lesaken hashvira, and thereby be able to repair that breakage of the vessels that took place at the time of creation. levatel kol hataivos, and eliminate all the wrong types of desires that we have, shehem ho ahavos rois, which are the wrong types of things that we like, shehem sitra demoiso, which are associated with the sitra achra, hanim shochim mishriras kelim, kayadua, and all of those things originate from that shattering of the vessels. Alkein hatztaka tikun lekol zeh. And therefore, tztaka is a solution to all of this. Ki ikar shleimus oyer hanekuda, hu al yidei hatztaka kanal. Because one of the things that really completes this nekuda, the light of this nekuda, is the mitzvah of tztaka, as we've said before. And this is why Rabbi Nizal writes in chapter 4, in the second half of Likud Imran, Shehatztoko hi ha-haskholo shel kol ha-haskholo is bavoides Hashem. That whenever a person wants to start something new in Yiddishkeit, in order to start something new, you need tztoko, because tztoko is the beginning of all beginnings. Ayin Sham, take a look over there. The way it's defined in the Torah, Posoyach tiftach es yodecho lachicha niecho. Open your hand to the poor person. And that posoyach tiftach, open, means that this mitzvah opens openings. Whenever a person needs an opening for a mitzvah, a person needs an opening to get Teretz Yisrael, a person needs an opening to enter into the study of Torah, Tztaka is what opens the opening. Ki kol avoidas Hashem, hakol hu lahoyer oyer hanakuda kanam. Because anything that a Jew is doing in Yiddishkeit is all about activating and shining that light of the nekuda that Rabbi Nizal speaks about there in the Kuduman, that tzaddik inside of us, or the tzaddik in the world. Sheze zoichin al yidei tztaka kanam. And tztaka is what makes that happen. Paragraph Yud Beis, V'ikar Mailas Hatztoko, Hu Shezoichin Alidei Hatztoko, L'Kashir Esatzmoy B'chol Eis, L'Hanekuda Hashayach L'Liboy, Bo Eis Hazoiz Daika. And one of the main benefits of Tztoko is that it helps us connect to the Nekuda that's appropriate for our heart at that particular time. B'bchinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, Oisei Tzedaka B'chol Eis. Fortunate are those who uphold justice and who perform tzedaka at all times. B'chol Eis. Rav Nosson Zal says, B'chol Eis Daika. Note that the Torah puts this together with tzedaka. Ki tzrichin la'asoy tzedaka B'chol Eis, kedei l'kashir atzmoy B'chol Eis, l'hanakuda ashayach l'liboy bo'eis hazoyz Daika. Because a person needs to give tzedaka all the time in order to connect to the nekuda that's relevant to me at that time. Whether it's my connection to the tzaddik, whether it's my connection to my friends, whether it's my connection to myself, my hispoidus, my personal connection with Hashem. Vezehu ashrei shomrei mishpat. And now we understand the connection between the two parts of this pasuk. The pasuk begins with fortunate are those who uphold mishpat. Ki mashe medabrin beinoi levein koinoi, al yidei ze mekashrin oyer hanekuda el halev kanal. Because we learned earlier, when a person has hispoidus, when a person speaks to their creator, to Hashem, that's one of the examples of connecting the light of the nekuda from the mouth to the heart. Ze b'chinas mishpat. And one major aspect of that is mishpat, judgment. Sheshoifet vedon es atzmoi. A major part of hispoidus is supposed to be a person reviewing, auditing themselves, thinking about what they're doing and what they're not doing, what they did, what they didn't do, what they should have done, what they could have done, what they said, what they shouldn't have said, what they should have said. Sheshoifet vedon es atzmoi, umoichiech es atzmoi, lekayim es divrei haTorah. The person is auditing themselves and rebuking themselves that I want to fulfill the Torah, asking Hashem, help me do the right thing. V'kamuvon b'divrei Admor Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in chapter 59 in Likud Imran, where he refers to his hispoidus as mishpat, He refers to a person having his hispoidedus and speaking to Hashem as mishpat. There he's speaking about a leader, a rabbi, who's trying to bring people close to Hashem. And these people in the beginning are not close to Hashem, which means they're carrying a lot of baggage. They have a lot of negative things, a lot of averus and everything. And in order for the rabbi to protect himself, not to be harmed by their baggage, by their negativity, Rabbi Nizal says this requires fire. The Eish HaMishpat is the psukim that associate Mishpat with fire. Ki bo Eish Hashem Nishpat. And that fire, Rabbi Nizal says, comes from the person auditing themselves, the Mishpat, constantly auditing themselves, checking themselves to see, am I doing the right thing? Are my intentions the right intentions? Vegam ki ho ikar lekasher satsmoy lanekuda hashayach laliboy beis hazois. In addition, we've been stressing throughout here that one of the most important things that I'm supposed to strive to do is to connect to the nekuda that's relevant to my heart at a particular given time. Vizehu bechinas mishpat. That itself is also mishpat. Ki mishpat hu amuda dam tzisa. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that mishpat is the middle pillar. Between chesed and gvura, you have mishpat. Hainu shemechaven hamishpat ve'enoy noitil yemin v'lismoil. This means a person positioning themselves correctly, not deviating to the right or to the left. Rak mechaven lekashir atzmoy lahanakuda hashayach laliboy oz bo'isei ho'eis daika. But rather, the person being careful and accurate in connecting to the nekuda that's shayach to them at that particular time. Meaning, for example, you have a person whose level is Mishnah. They're familiar with Mishnayos. They've started learning Mishnayos, and their rabbi tells them, you have to learn, you have to spend a few months now learning Mishnayos to get familiar with the Mishnayos before you go into learning Gemara. But sometimes the person's curious and they don't want to wait, and they start learning Gemara when they're not prepared for it at all. And it's above their level, and it just confuses them. They don't get the solid, good connection. This concept of connecting, making the right judgment, not shooting too high and not shooting too low, to know what my place is and to connect to the nekuda that shayach to me at a particular given time. Bebechinas, lasois mishpat avdoi, Umishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yoim BeYoimoi, as the pasuk says in the Navi, that about a person performing the mishpat on a daily basis, Dvar Yoim BeYoimoi. Daika, Rav Nosnal says, note what the pasuk is emphasizing, that this mishpat is something that has to be done all the time, trying to see where am I today. And another example we saw before, that on a day that a person is traveling, the person usually cannot learn as much all the different siddurim that they do when they're at home. So a person going out to travel and takes 10, 15 svarim with them, because this is what they learn on a typical day when they're at home, and a person looks at it afterwards and says, what are you doing? There's no chance in the world you're going to be able to learn all 10 of those svarim. Take with you what you need for today, what you can use for today. L'chavein ha-mishpot. This means, again, to calculate the mishpat properly and to connect to the nekuda that's relevant to me on that particular day. Because if you look at that pasuk we quoted earlier, that pasuk is speaking about tefillah and about speaking to Hashem. As it says there in the beginning of the pasuk, v'yihyu dvorai eile asher hischananti lefnei Hashem kroivim el Hashem aleikenu yoimam v'layla. May these words that I've pleaded before Hashem, may they be close to Hashem day and night, so that Hashem will perform justice on me, on His servant. Dvar yoim beyoimai, on a daily basis. Hainu kanal. שכל הדיבורים והתחינויס שמחננים לפני השם יסברך, what this is telling us is that all of our prayers, all of our pleadings to Hashem, everything we say, should be in this category of mishpat, dvar yoyim beyoyim, on a daily basis. L'kasher atzmoy b'chol eis, l'hanekuda hashayach l'liboy b'oyse ayoyim. The person always has to be doing their best to connect to the nekuda that's shayach to me on this particular day. Person lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they come to Eretz Yisrael, they make a trip, and they're here for a week, they're here for 2 weeks or whatever. A person's tefillah at that time has to be focusing on the present. I'm here now, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. What can I accomplish now? How can I best connect Hashem? How can I make the best use of my time here now, today? Because if not, the person comes to the end of the journey and they think, wow, I wasn't even really thinking. I didn't realize I'm limited in my time here, and I should have been focusing more on making sure to make it count. Person sees afterwards, wow, I was preparing, I was getting so psyched up to come to Eretz Yisrael to do, and I wanted to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and I got there, and I wasn't even thinking so much about the fact that right now, this is where I'm at, and I have to focus on maximizing these days of my life. V'zeh she'kosav shom, and this is why the pasuk continues over there, lahatais levaveinu elav. May Hashem turn our hearts towards Him, l'leches b'chol derochav, so that we will go in all the ways of Hashem. K'alidei b'chinas mishpat, b'chinas hanekudanal, because by a Jew making the proper mishpat, this auditing of oneself, and thinking carefully about what applies to me now, alidei zeh zoichin l'hatois halev l'Hashem yisborach. This will help the person turn their heart to Hashem. The kesher hapasuk hu kemoi tono v'hoda mefarish. And the connection, the flow of this pasuk is following a pattern that we find in the Gemara many times, where the Gemara says a rabbi first makes a statement and then he expounds on the statement. Shebitchilo mevakesh lahato yisrael v'veinu elav. Step one, we're asking Hashem to turn our hearts towards Him. V'hoder mefaresh alidei man iskelezeh. And then the pasuk continues, how? How is that going to happen? Alidei v'yiu dvorai eila asher eschananti kroivim. Through, by speaking to Hashem, so that the words that I'm pleading to Hashem will be close to Hashem. Shenizke lehispoidedus kozeh, at sheyiu dvoreinu kroivim l'Hashem yisborach. Will be zeichet to have a type of hispoidedus where my words will be close to Hashem. My words will be appealing and pleasant to Hashem. At sheyamshich oleinu b'chinas mishpat, so that Hashem will draw upon us this mishpat b'chinas hanekuda hanal hashayach lelibenu bo'eis hazois, which means that light that applies to us at this particular time. B'chinas, as the pasuk continues, dvar yoyim beyoymoy, on a daily basis. V'alidei zeh nizke lahateis levaveinu elav, and through this will be zeicha to turn our hearts towards Hashem, loleches b'chol derochav, and to go in all of the ways of Hashem. Again, why ways? Because there are different ways. On Shabbos, there's one path. On a weekday, there's a different path. On Shabbos, the way to Hashem is not putting on tefillin. On the weekday, it's putting on tefillin. V'zehu ashrei shomrei mishpat. And this is why the pasuk there says, fortunate are those who uphold the mishpat. Sheshomer u'mechavein ha-mishpat lekashir atzmai b'chol eis lahanekuda hashaych al-aliboy bo'eis o'eis. Where the person is careful to always be connected to this mishpat, always thinking carefully and calculating, understanding where am I right now? Where am I right now? What do I need right now? What do I need most right now? And what applies to me right now? Zeh zoichin alidei oisei tzedaka b'chaleis. And the pasuk says there, how is one zoicha to this? By giving tzedaka all the time. Because tzedakah, Rabbeinu Zal says in chapter 2 in Kutumam, that tzedakah is a form of mishpat. You have a wealthy person and a poor person. The wealthy person on top, the poor person below. When a wealthy person shares some of his wealth with a poor person, the wealthy person is lowering himself, he's subtracting from himself, and he's elevating the poor person. That's moving towards a middle point. That's considered, the pasuk says, mishpat utzedaka beYaakov. That tzedakah is a form of mishpat. Tzedakah is a form of getting to a middle, bringing two things that are apart, bringing them close together, the oni and the osher, the higher level and the lower level. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a discussion based on what we've been learning here, based on this chapter in the Likutei Moharan, to clarify part of one of the stories in Sipurim Isis, the story of the seven betlers, and particularly the third day of the Sheva Brachas. Before we begin this, any questions that we had so far? Now, this doesn't mean what we've been saying here now about focusing on now, being in the moment. This expression is very common right now. This doesn't mean that I'm not allowed to daven about the future, that I'm not allowed to speak about things later. But it means that there should definitely be a major focus on where I'm at now, where I'm at right now, what my needs are right now, at this given point in my life, with my children, with what, all the different factors in my life. Question?
So he's talking about Yosef doing tzedakah to his own family?
Yes.
You can give tzedakah to your own, I guess, I don't know, your father and your brothers?
There's an expression, charity begins at home. And in the Shulchan Aruch it says that if a person, if a member, a family member is struggling, somebody knows that a family member needs financial help, very often that comes first. Before, just like we were learning before about Limud HaTorah, teaching Torah, which is a form of charity. There's a pasuk, Ashrei Maskil Eldol. Fortunate is the person who gives seichel to a poor person. Because the Gemara says, Ein Oni Ela Min Hadas. Real poverty is when a person is poor in seichel. They don't know about Hashem, that kind of thing. So that's considered an incredible form of charity, sharing Torah with somebody else who really needs it. And there the Torah says, first your son, then your grandson. When it comes to financial assistance, if there's a family member that needs financial assistance, very often, not always, but very often, that's a priority in tzedakah, for sure.
There are many descriptions of people to do through Sefer Aveinu. And here, when we're talking about that, to me, that sounds very daunting. And, you know, that's one thing. And the other thing is, he said that the mishpat is in the middle, and usually I think of in the middle being tiferes or rachamim, and this sounds more of a din than in the middle between chesed and rachamim, chesed and din.
Let's address both points. It's not talking about going negative. It's talking about an audit. If you speak to anybody in the world, people that are involved in business or anything, in any type of running a school, any type of major affair, if there isn't an audit, if people aren't reviewing what's going on, analyzing what's going on, and looking for analyzing the successes and the failures, usually that'll lead to failure or it'll impede the success. We just had Lag BaOmer, for example, here in Eretz Yisrael. There was a major event and all the discussions right now are about reviewing what took place, looking for the highs and the lows, the pluses, the successes and the failures in order to make things better, in order to see that next year should be even better, that kind of thing. This is a requirement, it's necessary. Not only that, but it's a reality. And the Torah tells us, if you won't do it yourself, Hashem will do it for you. And if Hashem does it for you, sometimes you'll be worse off. The Gemara says, Kishyesh din lamata, ein din lamala. If a person is auditing themselves down here, they're reviewing what they're doing, and they're trying to be really honest with themselves. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing what's really best for myself or not? Or where am I doing wrong? What did I do wrong? Or what am I saying wrong in my relationship with Hashem, in my relationship with fellow man? If a person does that here, they save themselves from heavenly judgment and heavenly retribution, chas v'shalom. So this is a requirement. A person, this doesn't mean like anything. That's why we're saying mishpat has to be in the middle. That it doesn't mean a person has to be totally negative and just put themselves, just see the negative side of themselves and not the positive. We're talking about a person defending themselves also to Hashem. A person being able to recognize their good points and be able to balance things out in that way. So it's definitely critical, necessary. It's daunting to a degree. The fact that people are not, the fact that kids today are not educated in this area, there's no such thing as mishpat in their lives. That's what, in kids that don't have it, that's why they're so messed up. There's no accountability. The people are not accountable to anyone, including themselves. There's no such thing as thinking, what am I doing? Where is this going to take me? These drugs and all the stuff that I'm doing, this having fun and everything, where is it going to take me? That kind of thing. Without mishpat, a person doesn't have anything, chas v'shalom. Now, the fact that we describe mishpat as being in the middle, it is in the middle. Rabbeinu Zal, again, there in chapter 2, when Likud Imran speaks about this, that you have chesed, you have Gevura. Chesed is Avram Avinu. Gevura is Yitzchak Avinu. Mishpat is Yaakov Avinu, who is called Tiferes. And another word for Mishpat is Rachamim. We mentioned that the word Rachamim can be split into two parts. It has the word Mayim, which is Chasodim usually, Meme HaChesed, and Reish Ches is Bigematria Yitzchak, who is the Din, the Pachad Yitzchak. So Mishpat is in the middle. And the act of Tzedakah, again, Mishpat u'Tzedakah be'Yaakov, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, because this Mishpat, when a person sees a poor person, sees somebody that needs financial help, and I make a decision that I want to help that person, I'm giving and that person is receiving, I'm a Mashpia, that person is a Makabel, and through that act, I'm bringing us closer together. I'm raising that person. That person's wallet got elevated. They got $100 and I lost $100. I gave away $100, that person gained. I lifted that person up and I lowered myself, bringing us to a middle point. Question in the chat. Can it be said that tzedakah is considered mishpat only if one is giving a significant enough amount to notably bridge the difference between themselves and a poor person? The answer is no, not limited to that. Obviously, the more a person gives and the more a person helps, each person on their level, they're doing this better. But one person's 18 shkolim can be another person's 1800 shkolim. As long as a person is giving what they can, they're giving the maximum that they can, and they're doing the best that they can to help a poor person, whether it's in giving actual dollars or whether it's saying a good word to the person. The Gemara says a person who gives a coin to a poor person gets 6 brachas. And if the person appeases the poor person, if the person makes him feel like a human being, a poor person that generally, unfortunately, feels like nothing, feels like dirt, ashamed and embarrassed. And by showing respect to such a person, by showing appreciation that thank you so much for asking me because I realized by you, I didn't realize that you need help. I didn't realize how much, whatever. And by you asking me, you just gave me an incredible opportunity to do such an important mitzvah. So we see that all of these forms of tzedakah are all accomplishing what we're saying here. Okay, now we go into this story in Sipurim Isis, the story of the 7 betlers. The third day of the Sheva Brachas. If you're not familiar with it, it'll sound a little bit strange. If you have the opportunity, if you're not familiar, and if you are familiar, to review, to look at that part of the story in Sipurim Isis, because Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into it and clarify what's going on there. Va'ayin b'hamaisa hanal shel yom shlishi. I'm sorry, paragraph Yud Gimel. Ki ikur his havus hasman hual yedei tzedakah v'chesed. Rav Nosson Zal says, what creates time is charity and kindness. That's what creates time. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the 13th story, the seven betlers, on the third day. Ayin shom kol hamaisa shel yom hashlishi. Study that part of the story well. Mavoy shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains there, she'ikar hishavus hazman hu'al yidei hachasodim shel emes. That what creates time, what generates time, is true acts of kindness. Now let's pause here for a moment. Creates time, what does that mean? What it means is that before Hashem created the world, there was no concept of time. When there was only Hashem, by Hashem there's no concept of time. There's a pasuk, ki elef shanim b'einecha ki yom esmoil. What we perceive to be 1,000 years, to Hashem, it's yesterday. So our definition, our perception of time in Ruchnius is way above that. Just like we know the concept of time and space, which to us, those are the most basic things in life. Everything is operating within time and space. But we know, for example, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Holy of Holies, we're told that there it was above the concept. The rules of space did not exist. You were able to put something that was 20 feet wide into an area of 10 feet. But I don't understand. That's impossible. You're right. It's impossible. Al pi derech hateva, based on the laws of nature. There's above nature. Hashem is above nature. And when you get to a certain level of holiness, it's above nature. It's above the concept of space, above the concept of time. So pre-creation, there was no time. And that's why when the Torah begins to describe creation, it says, in the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth, and there was night, and there was day, and one day, Yom Echad, one day. Because that's when time began. So how is time created? Rabbeinu Zal says there, through chasodim shel emes. Al kein, therefore, al yidei tzedakah, shehi b'chinas chasodim shel emes, charity, which is a form, an example of chasodim shel emes, k'mo yisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says in Sukkah at the end, ein hatzedakah mishtalemes, elo lefi chesed shebo. The real shleimus of tzedakah, the real perfection of tzedakah, is based on the amount of kindness that's involved in it. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Ziru lachem litzdaka v'kitzru lefi chesed. Plant charity, harvest chesed. So we see the connection that tzedakah and chesed have to go together. Al kein, al yidei hatzdakah nishave hazman. And therefore tzedakah creates time. Al kein, al yodo yecholin lekashir atzmoy lahanekuda hashayach laliboy ba'oysoy ho'eis v'azman. And therefore, this mitzvah of tzedakah is what gives us the ability to make the right connection to the moment, to now, to this given moment, this given time. Me'achar shekol hazman nishaf al yoda, since time is being created through tzedakah. Now, just for a moment, tiny, tiny drop of Kabbalah in this, it's brought, the Tikkuni Zohar explains, that we know that in the secular world, they measure time by seconds, minutes, hours. There are 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, and 24 hours in a day. According to the Torah, time is divided, an hour is divided into 1,080 parts. It's called Tatraf Chalakim. And whenever we do Birkas HaChodesh, which we're going to be doing this coming Shabbos, we're going to have Shabbos Mevorchim. We're going to be blessing the new month, the month of Sivan. They announce that the new moon will be born this hour, this day, this hour, and so many chalokim. A chalik is 3 1/3 seconds. Why this number? Ask anybody that will have a hard time telling you. The Tikkuni Zohar says, because of the fact that we have the Mida of Tiferes. Tiferes is called Emes. Titein Emes Le'Yaakov. And Tiferes receives from Chesed. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes. So Tiferes is receiving from Chesed. This concept of Chesed Shel Emes that we're speaking about over here. Now, in the Zohar Kodesh, it speaks many, many times about the union between Tiferes and Malchus. But what do you mean? In between Tiferes and Malchus, you have Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid. The answer is it's true, but Tiferes often, and we've mentioned this, is used as a catch-all term for all six spheroids of Zerampin. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid are all embodied in Tiferes. So we talk about those six connecting to what's after them, like the yichud between Vav and He of Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. The Vav is the six spheroids, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesoid. That final He is the Malchus. So the Tikkun Ezra says, Tiferes is Tof, Resh, Pei, Aleph, and Malchus is Tatraf, Malchus. Malchus means a vessel. Malchus is always the vessel, the keli. The Malchus, which is time. Time is a tzimtzum. Time is a vessel. Time is a boundary. So much, 3 hours, 6 days, a week. It's a boundary. It's a tzimtzum. The division, the way we divide up an hour, it's called Tat Raf Chalokim, 1,080 Chalokim. 1,080 is one below Tiferes. Tiferes is 1,081, and Malchus, which is time, which is Zman, is defined by 1,080 Chalokim, showing that this is right below Tiferes. This is receiving from there. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that the mitzvah of tzedakah, we mentioned this several times, that tzedakah is an aspect of Malchus. Tzedek lavoshti. Tzedakah is referred to as a garment, and tzedakah is the beginning of all beginnings, just like the Malchus is the beginning of all the midos. There are many proofs to show, and Rabbeinu Zal has a Torah in the Kudiman showing how when the Malchus is not complete, it's referred to as tzedek. When it's complete, it's referred to as tzedakah. So here we're being shown here that the mitzvah of tzedakah is what creates time and tzedakah is the embodiment of these chasodim shelemes. Va'ayin b'hamaisa hanal shel yom ha'shlishi. Take a look at the story there of the third day. V'timtza bo eze remosim al pi ha'toyr hanal. And you'll be able to get some inkling, some clarity on what's going on in the story there based on the chapter in Likut Imran that we're focusing on now, this chapter 34 in Likut Imran. Ki mavoy arshon, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, sheyesh leiv shel ha'olam, there is the heart of the world, shetzoyek el hamayon tomid, which is constantly screaming, crying out to the well. There's a mayan, there's a stream, mayan is a stream, there's a stream and there's a heart. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, these are on two opposite ends of the world, and the heart is yearning for the mayan, and the mayan is yearning for the heart. Ayin shom heitev inyan hanifla v'hanoyra zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look over there in the story about this incredible, awesome thing that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about. V'ho inyan bekitzur, to summarize what it says there, Sheyesh ma'ayan she'oymed al ha'har, there is a spring of water that's on a mountain. Ve'yesh leiv shel ha'olam shehu oymed b'ktzei ha'olam. And then there's the heart of the world, which is at the other end of the world. Ve'zeh ha'leiv tzoyek tomed el ha'mayan behishtoikikus nimrots. And this heart is yearning all the time with incredible, incredible yearning and feelings for that spring. V'gam ha'mayan mishtoike kalalev. And this mayan is yearning for the heart. V'zeh ha'leiv yesh lo shtei chalishus. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that this heart has two problems, two difficulties, two things that weaken it. Echod machmas oitzem ha'hishtoikekus utzaoka shetzoyek u'mishtoikek tomed al ha'mayan. Number one, the fact that this heart is always in this state of longing and yearning, When someone's in that state for a long time, it drains all of their energy. And number two is the sun which pursues this heart and burns it. Because this heart is always yearning and wanting to get close to this spring, and the heart doesn't have any rest. It's only when a gigantic bird comes along and spreads its wings over the heart and protects it from the heat of the sun. Then the heart has a little bit of a rest. However, Rabbeinu Zal says there that even when the heart is being protected from the sun, it's getting a reprieve from the sun, still it's still looking at that spring and yearning for it. How now the question is, if the heart is yearning so powerfully for the spring, why doesn't it get closer? Why doesn't it approach the spring? However, Rabbeinu Zal goes into an explanation there, and then he says, and this spring has no time, no concept of time. Rabbi Nosson Zal now explains, v'haklal she'ikar kiyum shel hamayon v'halev bo'olam. Rabbeinu Zal over there in the story tells us that what allows these two, this heart and this spring, to survive and to exist is the betler who can't speak, who seems to have difficulty in speaking. This betler only seems not to be able to speak. Really, he has perfected speech more so than anybody else in the world. It's only because this betler refuses to speak any words that are not complimentary to Hashem, that don't bring honor to Hashem. That's why to the world, he seems to be like, he has nothing to say. In engaging in their conversation, he has nothing to say. But in truth, this betler, his speech is the highest level speech of anyone in the world. Because when he starts expressing the songs and praises that he wants to say to Hashem, Yesh bohem kol hachochmos. His words have in it every type of intellect in the world. Ad she'einim se shum nivra boilam shelo yirtze lishmoya isoy. To the point where there isn't anything in creation that wouldn't want to hear his words. Vezeh hakvad peh hoylech umekabetz kol hachasodim shelemes. And Rabbeinu Zal there in the story tells us that this mute, this kvad peh goes and gathers up, he collects all of the chasodim of emes, umevi oisom le'ish chesed ho'emes, and he brings them to the master of true chesed, vaydeze nishave hazman, and that generates time, vazai noisein yoim lahalev, and this results in giving a day to the heart. And the heart transfers, gives this day to this spring of water. Now, when this day leaves and it returns to the place that it originally came from, the day comes with incredible poems and songs, v'hakol kafi ayoyim, and it's always related specifically to that particular day. Ki yesh shinuyim bein hayomim, because every day is different. Ki yesh yom rishon b'shavua, there's Sunday, v'yom sheni, and there's Monday. V'chein yesh rosh chodesh, v'yomim toivim, v'yom ha-kippurim, ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Rav Nosson Zal gave us a summary of that part of the story, and Rav Nosson Zal says, look over the story well, and then he says, ve'im omnam lo'isi inish al yabeshta, diyochel pishradona lahachvaya, and even if there isn't a person on the earth that can understand, that can really explain all of this properly, ki mo'oid mo'oid omkom achshevoysa b'sipurim ha'isei she'siper, because Rabbeinu Zal, in these stories that he told, there was incredible, incredible depth. Bifrat b'maisa hanayroa azoy shel shiva betlers, especially in this story of the seven betlers, she'omar shehu oyla al kulam, where Rabbeinu Zal himself said that this story is the deepest and the greatest of all the stories that he told. Ve'ein shum dibur shaloyeh boi kavona noyroa v'nisgova, and there isn't a single word in the story that doesn't have an important reason why that word is in the story, why that detail is there. Im kolzeh, despite that, despite all of his depth, masha'onu yecholon limtzoi eizeh remez, if we are able to find any hints that will help us in coming close to Hashem in this story, onu mechuyovim lesyageh v'limtzoi, we are required to search and to try to read the story and to see what messages we can take out of it. Kidvorim hanemorim beruach hakodesh, because words that are said with divine wisdom, bifrat b'madrega nizgova kazois, especially if you're talking about such a high level, soivlim hakoil, those words contain everything, they include everything. Kol divrei emes shemoytzim bohem kol echad lefi daitoi. Any true interpretation that somebody will find is in there. It is in those words. It's definitely in those words. Each person on their level, each person studying these stories, reading it, can take out, can draw out messages relevant, related to themselves on their level. We'll hold it over here. In Mirz Hashem, the next year, we'll be going into this much more clearly, clarifying to the degree that Rav Nosson Zal clarifies what's going on in that story and how it relates to us on a practical level. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, a wonderful week. We're getting closer to Shavuos, getting closer to Yesoid, Shebi Yesoid, which we're going to have this week. Shebi Yesoid to make every day count. That's a shame.